There are other things that we need to know as well, and so this is going to take quite a while just to explain the significance of Acts 12. It's one of the most important chapters in this book of Acts because it is the culmination of these 10 chapters. But before we get to Acts 12, let's go to the last part of Acts 11, beginning with verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about, they were traveling as far as Phenice and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, or literally the Hellenists, the Greek-speaking Jews, that is, preaching the Lord Jesus. Here is where Antioch became kind of a main Christian center, and people came from various other places, Cyprus and Cyrene. You remember Simon the Cyrenian? He was from Cyrene. Luke was also one of them there. No doubt he came from Cyrene, because the city of Cyrene was well known and famous for its medical school in those days, and we know that Luke was a physician. And so no doubt he had graduated from med school in Cyrene, and he was one of them that came over here to Antioch and became a Christian there. And of course, it's while he was there that he met the Apostle Paul, who was yet at that time called Saul.